This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network.
Analyst.
Okay, you got to do it one more time because it's the last time for the season. We're really going to get to do this.
Okay. Right, we'll talk to him
more,
but we can do it again. If you won't.
Analyst. There you go. For the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network, our conversation with Arch is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. Dave, welcome in. I know my phone started blowing up last night after the news came out. I'm going to gauge. You got over 100 text messages within minutes of the news about Raheem and Terry.
Yeah, there was a lot, Allie. A lot circulating. Kind of hope to get home and decompress a little bit. It was kind of a strange game for the Falcons yesterday, albeit maybe a lot of similar stuff in the game that had transpired throughout the year. But I was kind of hoping to get home and decompress after having talked to Raheem and those guys afterward. But things started happening pretty quickly, and obviously this is an indication of how much in thought and, you know, consternation, all the kind of stuff that Mr. Blank has had to go through with he and his son Josh, who's very much at his side now and helping him decide what's going on. And so this is the direction he decided to go in, and so we move forward.
Yeah, Arch, I said that to Mike this morning. I was like, man, we just swept the Saints, and we can't even enjoy one day of talking about it. Like, we didn't even get a three-hour show of talking about, you know, sweeping the Saints in the season, right? Arch, I don't know. Maybe I'm breaking news to you, but Arthur has put out a statement saying that essentially Greg Beadles has been kicked up to CEO and president, and they'll bring a president of football here, and that person will help hire the GM and the head coach, and we'll have final say over all decisions football. What do you make of that type of position? What do you make of the move in general? As Rich McKay also will kind of move up now to just AMBSE and no longer be anywhere associated with anything football or anything like that.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of conversation there, right? I think I heard Mike say there's a lot to unpack with that information, and that's very accurate to say. There's a lot going on within the organization. There's been a lot going on for about 6 weeks. You and I have talked kind of off mic about this. I suggested and talked about how there's definitely things were going on. I've had conversations with people, so I've known that things were going on for a while. But that being said, Greg Beadles is a tremendous asset to the Atlanta Falcons, from what he knows from a business standpoint, what he knows from some of the things that he's done with the organization for over 20 years. So moving him into a position where he can continue to aid and be an asset to Mr. Blank to help the organization. And then Rich McKay, you can say what you want to about Rich McKay, and I know the fans seem to want to point, there's a lightning rod attached to Rich McKay. Rich McKay's been pretty solid in this organization and in the league for a long, long time. And to just dispense a guy like that would be idiotic. And Mr. Blank, that's not who Mr. Blank is. He knows there's a great value to what Rich McKay brings to the table, and that he's decided to move him into some other areas that could be extremely beneficial. Rich McKay's, you know, was at the tip of the spear when it comes to building two of the top stadiums in the National Football League, Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, and, of course, Mercedes-Benz Stadium here. So there's a lot of value that Rich McKay brings to the table, whether it's with football or not. And so I don't doubt that he'll have him in a good position there. The football guy, I've been telling you guys that this was coming for a while, and it looks like we're pretty close to getting that announcement coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to kind of follow along. Obviously, Thursday, expecting a press conference and a bunch of other stuff to start to come out. Arch, I want to just take 2 seconds. One of the things that we were kicking around earlier this morning was when we feel like, this decision had to be made. At what point in the season do you look back and say, oh, well, at that point they probably had to move on from Raheem Morris? I think that it's easy to kind of look at the Seattle game when they get eliminated. But you can probably go back to the week before that when they're playing against the New York Jets and they drop a game that they had no business dropping and things kind of went south. At what point in the season did you get a sense that maybe a move was imminent and maybe that there was going to be a change in direction at the top of this team?
Yeah, it was probably in the middle of the season, Mike. I mean, you've got to be able to win the one-score games, and there's a lot of reasons why. I mean, if you go down and look at most teams, they're going to have probably somewhere between 8 and 10, maybe 12 one-score games of the 17 they play. And you've got to be able to win the majority of those. That's what gets you in. As it turns out, that's what Carolina, if you go back and look at Carolina, found a way to win some close games that maybe they shouldn't have, and they ended up being the division title. It's weird how these three teams that tied for the division title are in such different places. I mean, Atlanta's already replaced or decided they're going to replace their head coach and GM. There's a lot of conversation about Tampa and what's going to happen to Todd Bowles. They've already done some things down there. And here Carolina is, who won the division. They're praising their guy, and they had the same record we had. And they got blown out in some games like everybody's talking about here in Atlanta. So it's really weird, the perception, if you're in the three different cities. But I just feel like in the middle of the season, when you had opportunities to win some games that you're not supposed to lose to, I know that that's saying that National Football League-wise, you can always lose whatever weekend it is. But the Miami and the Jet game seem to stick out, obviously, because of their records and how they turned out this season and the dysfunction they've had in their organizations to lose those two games, knowing those two games would have put you in the playoffs. Just all that, you got a bunch of a lot of stuff. Yeah, what's the development of the quarterback look like? I think that there's some conversation there about Michael Penix taking the next step. I don't know that that happened this year. There was too much there. And so there's just a lot of stuff that went into this decision, obviously, not just winning and losing football games.
Well, and Dave, I heard you in your interview with James Pierce last night, and he was telling you that he wants to build off the momentum that the Falcons started to get towards the end here. How can whoever lands this head coaching job kind of keep that momentum going?
Yeah, that's going to be up to the players, Allie. I played on a team where we won late in the season. We had struggled all year long, and we got a little footing going. Ironically, one of the wins was against New Orleans, which always seems to give you a boost. But we carried that into the offseason. Now, I was a young quarterback. There were some young players on the team. And so the younger players seem to have the ability to harness that and manifest that into a really good offseason. Obviously, you got to have somebody comes in that has great direction and a great plan, which I think they'll do. But that's more harnessed by the players. I think the players, what you want to be, what you want to do with your offseason, what do you want to come in as? And so I think that obviously there's going to be something with the coach as far as the energy that he brings. And Raheem Morris, there's not a more energy-related guy than anybody I've ever seen. But so the energy piece of it is not going to be hard for the coach, I don't think. I think a plan and direction that the players can really sink their teeth into, but then that idea of carrying over what they've done the last four games, I think is really going to fall on the players a great deal, and hopefully they'll be able to harness that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Arch, I don't know how I really want to phrase this to kind of make it make sense, but when you're – one of the things that Mike and I have talked about, and I think I've talked to you about it, I don't know if it's on or off the air, I don't remember anymore, but it's kind of how you get everything going in the same direction for this team. Like with the offense, it seemed like you were kind of – your run offense was not quite on the same – pages to pass offense at times, and now you've drafted players that fit a certain scheme on defense, and we've seen it be successful. Look, 13th best scoring defense in the league is not something to be taken lightly. I know it wasn't top 10, but it was pretty close for so many young players. So how do you look at bringing a guy that can basically get the most out of these players? How does that look?
Well, I think it's going to go back to what I was talking about a few minutes ago, Bo. I think it's going to talk about you'd be hard pressed to find a team that's in the final 14 teams that are going to try to play to win this whole thing that aren't dialed in at the quarterback position. And so, to me, that's where it's going to start. If you've got a guy that you can lean into. And I know the name, and I know you guys have tried to stay away from the name. I heard you guys. I was laughing. The last guy that was like that is potentially the guy they're going to ask to do this. And so he knows what it looks like. And that's the piece that I think you have to get right, is you've got to get the quarterback right to give yourself a chance to win this one score games. A guy that you can hand the football in the final 2 minutes and know that he's going to go down. He's going to distribute the football, do the kind of things that you need to do there. You know, that defensive number you talk about, Bo, is, I think, even magnified even more. Think how many times during the season that the offense just couldn't stay on the field, just didn't possess the football. How many times did the defense look up and they were on the field for 33, 34 minutes, and you still are talking about those kind of numbers? Now, they had their moments where they didn't make a play here or there, but, man, you can't talk about that for very much without really leaning into what Jeff Ulbrich's team was about. It's not an easy nut to crack, Bo, to be able to find that perfect synergy between offense, defense, special teams, and then on one side of the football have it completely dialed in. And in all honesty, you're not going to find that. You're going to find what you're going to do is you're going to try to find something where you're like that most of the time. And you don't have the misdirections or the malfunctions here and there. So. That's the real nut to crack here, and Atlanta's tried to do it a couple times here in the last few years, hadn't worked out. You had it going pretty good with Smitty, had it going with Q for a little bit. So it's a moving target, and I think the one thing that helps it keep from moving too much is if you dial in the quarterback position.
Well, it's certainly an interesting time for the Falcons. A lot to keep updated on. Dave, thank you for the time. Hopefully you get to decompress a bit today after the season.
Yeah, it's been fun to come on with you guys, Allie. I appreciate what you guys do. It's not an easy job, and you know, to try to stay positive and keep looking forward and know things are going. I will tell you this real quickly, and I know you guys got to get off, but the two guys that had their names thrown on the ledger last night, Terry Fontenot and Raheem Morris, are quality human beings, quality individuals, and worked their ass off to try to make this thing work. Don't think they didn't. And I know that fans get upset about what's being said or what you're not getting and all that kind of stuff. I get to know these guys at a completely different level than most anybody does. And this is really hard on them, hard on their families, hard on the assistant coaches' families. And Mike touched on this a little bit. I think I listened to you guys a little bit earlier, that there's a lot that goes into this. There's a lot of investment by these guys. Don't think they're just sitting there making their money and they're not doing anything. So I feel bad for them, and I know Mr. Blank does too. I could hear it. I could see it in his words that he wrote last night about letting these guys go. But don't think these guys didn't work their ass off to try to make the Falcons as good as they could be.
Yeah, it's really easy to forget about the human element of this. It's really well said, Dave.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.